بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ياسين والقرآن الحكيم إنك لمن المرسلين على صراط مستقيم تنزيل العزيز الرحيم لتنذر قوما ما أنذر آباؤهم فهم غافلون لقد حق القول على أكثرهم فهم لا يؤمنون إنا جعلنا في أعناقهم أغلالا فهي إلى الأذقان فهم مقمحون وجعلنا من بين أيديهم سدا ومن خلفهم سدا فأغشيناهم فهم لا يبصرون وسواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون إنما تنذر من اتبع الذكر وخشي الرحمن بالغيب فبشره بمغفرة وأجر كريم إنا نحن نحيي الموتى ونكتب ما قدموا وآثارهم وكل شيء أحصيناه في إمام مبين واضرب لهم مثلا أصحاب القرية إذ جاءها المرسلون إذ أرسلنا إليهم اثنين فكذبوهما فعززنا بثالث فقالوا إنا إليكم مرسلون قالوا ما أنتم إلا بشر مثلنا وما أنزل الرحمن من شيء إن أنتم إلا تكذبون قالوا ربنا يعلم إنا إليكم لمرسلون وما علينا إلا البلاغ المبين قالوا إنا تطيرنا بكم لئن لم تنتهوا لنرجمنكم وليمسنكم منا عذاب أليم قالوا طائركم معكم أئن ذكرتم بل أنتم قوم مسرفون وجاء من أقصى المدينة رجل يسعى قال يا قوم اتبعوا المرسلين اتبعوا من لا يسألكم أجرا وهم مهتدون وما لي لا أعبد الذي فطرني وإليه ترجعون أأتخذ من دونه آلهة إن يردني الرحمن بضر لا تغن عني شفاعتهم شيئا ولا ينقذون إني إذا لفي ضلال مبين إني آمنت بربكم فاسمعون قيل ادخل الجنة قال يا ليت قومي يعلمون بما غفر لي ربي وجعلني من المكرمين وما أنزلنا على قومه من بعده من جند من السماء وما كنا منزلين إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم خامدون يا حسرة على العباد ما يأتيهم من رسول إلا كانوا به يستهزئون ألم يروا كم أهلكنا قبلهم من القرون أنهم إليهم لا يرجعون وإن كل لما جميع لدينا محضرون وآية لهم الأرض الميتة أحييناها وأخرجنا منها حبا فمنه يأكلون وجعلنا فيها جنات من نخيل وأعناب وفجرنا فيها من العيون ليأكلوا من ثمره وما عملته أيديهم أفلا يشكرون سبحان الذي خلق الأزواج كلها مما تنبت الأرض ومن أنفسهم ومما لا يعلمون وآية لهم الليل نسلخ منه النهار فإذا هم مظلمون والشمس تجري لمستقر لها ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم والقمر قدرناه منازل حتى عاد كالعرجون القديم لا الشمس ينبغي لها أن تدرك القمر ولا الليل سابق النهار وكل في فلك يسبحون وآية لهم أنا حملنا ذريتهم في الفلك المشحون وخلقنا لهم من مثله ما يركبون وإن نشأ نغرقهم فلا صريخ لهم ولا هم ينقذون إلا رحمة منا ومتاعا إلى حين وإذا قيل لهم اتقوا ما بين أيديكم وما خلفكم لعلكم ترحمون وما تأتيهم من آية من آيات ربهم إلا كانوا عنها معرضين وإذا قيل لهم أنفقوا مما رزقكم الله قال الذين كفروا للذين آمنوا أنطعم من لو يشاء الله أطعمه إن أنتم إلا في ضلال مبين ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين ما ينذرون إلا صيحة واحدة تأخذهم وهم يخصمون فلا يستطيعون توصية ولا إلى أهلهم يرجعون ونفخ في الصور فإذا هم من الأجداث إلى ربهم ينسلون قالوا يا ويلنا من بعثنا من مرقدنا هذا ما وعد الرحمن وصدق المرسلون إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم جميع لدينا محضرون فاليوم لا تظلم نفس شيئا ولا تجزون إلا ما كنتم تعملون إن أصحاب الجنة اليوم في شغل فاكهون هم وأزواجهم في ظلال على الأرائك متكئون لهم فيها فاكهة ولهم ما يدعون سلام قولا من رب رحيم وامتازوا اليوم أيها المجرمون ألم أعهد إليكم يا بني آدم أن لا تعبدوا الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين وأن اعبدوني هذا صراط مستقيم ولقد أضل منكم جبلا كثيرا أفلم تكونوا تعقلون هذه جهنم التي كنتم توعدون اسلوها اليوم بما كنتم تكفرون اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون ولو نشاء لطمسنا على أعينهم فاستبقوا الصراط فأنى يبصرون ولو نشاء لمسخناهم على مكانتهم فما استطاعوا مضيا ولا يرجعون ومن نعمره ننكسه في الخلق أفلا يعقلون وما علمناه الشعر وما ينبغي له إن هو إلا ذكر وقرآن مبين لينذر من كان حيا ويحق القول على الكافرين أولم يروا أنا خلقنا لهم مما عملت أيدينا أنعاما فهم لها مالكون وذللناها لهم فمنها ركوبهم ومنها يأكلون ولهم فيها منافع ومشارب أفلا يشكرون واتخذوا من دون الله آلهة لعلهم ينصرون لا يستطيعون نصرهم وهم لهم جند محضرون فلا يحزنك قولهم إنا نعلم ما يسرون وما يعلنون أولم يرى الإنسان أنا خلقناه من نطفة فإذا هو خصيم مبين وضرب لنا مثلا ونسي خلقه قال من يحيي العظام وهي رميم قل يحييها الذي أنشأها أول مرة وهو بكل خلق عليم الذي جعل لكم من الشجر الأخضر نارا فإذا أنتم منه توقدون أوليس الذي خلق السماوات والأرض بقادر على أن يخلق مثلهم بلى وهو الخلاق العليم إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون فسبحان الذي بيده ملكوت كل شيء وإليه ترجعون
الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا صدق الله العظيم علماء الكرام most respected brothers it seems that many of us we feel that we are in a prison many of our young brothers and sisters They all seem to express, if you have to look at their lifestyles, it seems to express a kind of an attitude of a prisoner when it comes to Islamic teachings, Islamic morals, Islamic etiquette. Then the person thinks that I am in a prison. I have to get up early for Fajr. I have to make my Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha in the appropriate time. I have to stay away from adultery, from fornication, from drinking, from gambling, from music, and from so many other haram things. I have to give zakat, I have to fast. So it seems that my life is regulated so much that it seems as if I am in a prison. So let us take one example, that there are two birds, two beautiful little birds in cages. Both the birds are caged. But one of the cages is in a jungle, and around the cage there are lions, tigers, ferocious animals. So that bird which is in that cage will consider it a fortune, a good fortune, to be in that cage. That bird will not like to be opened. If a person says, "Shall I open your cage?" that bird will say, "No, no, please don't open." Why? Because around the cage there are such kinds of animals that the bird knows that if my cage is going to be opened, immediately I will be devoured. And the other bird is in a park where birds are flying around, and this bird was one of them. It was trapped and put into this cage. But the other birds are flying around, chirping, jumping from tree to tree, eating the grains, enjoying itself on the waters of the lake and rivers. So that bird which is in that cage, with no animals around, that bird would say that, "Open my cage so that I too could be amongst my friends." That bird would like to be out and with those other birds, because there's no fear outside. So for a Muslim in this world is a prison. Prison does not mean that the person does not enjoy anything of the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. It is such a prison over which billions of freedom can be made qurban. Shariat and deen is such a prison over which billions of freedom can be made qurban. Why? Because outside that cage is the azab of Jahannam. It is the azab of qabr. It is the azab, the wrath of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the anger of Allah ta'ala. Now for a Muslim, if he is going to indulge in those haram, then he knows that it is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's wrath and anger that will get him, and he's going to suffer in this world too, in the qabr too, and the akhirat too. So that person who has got an understanding, he will say that, "Please leave me in this cage. I rather remain in this cage. I rather be chained than get that freedom which will cause me to be destroyed." Because if he's going to get freedom, he'll be destroyed. So the person must be happy with all these chains around him of Shariat, of Deen, of Islam. I'm talking about the Muslim. Because he knows that in that chain, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is pleased and happy. And then on the day of Qiyamah, then this person will be out of that cage. And out of that cage will be the Jannat there, the gardens of Jannat there, the flowing springs of Jannat there, the ni'mats of Jannat there. So this person will say that, "Now I wish to be in that environment." So we should not always think that we are in some kind of problem and pain, that we have to make amal on this, make amal on that. All this is due to the lack of muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The moment we develop that love, then after that it will become a pleasure to do ibadat. It will be a pleasure to make tilawat of the Quran Sharif. It will be an enjoyment to make zikr of Allah ta'ala. In fact, that person, his life will become very, very difficult. He will feel the pain and problem and difficulty if he has to indulge in sins. He will straight away sense zulmat and darkness in his heart. And he will not be satisfied until he makes plenty of tawbah and istighfar and brings that light back into his heart. So this chain of Shariat, this chain of Deen, this chain of Islam, we must be happy. We must thank Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that He put us into these chains. We must thank Him that He put us into this cage. Because if He had released us out of this cage of Islam, then we do not know before which idol we should have been folding our hands. We do not know before which booth we should have been bowing down. And we do not know in which church we would have been ringing bells. Or we do not know in which ism we would have been lost. Communism or atheism or Marxism or any kind of ism. We do not know where we would have been lost. So we must make shukr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that they put us into this cage of Islam. So make shukr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that He blessed us with Islam, with Iman, and with so many ni'mats. It's just for a little while, for a few months, for a few years. And the years are going by like days now. The years are going by like days. We say just yesterday, and that yesterday is almost a year ago. It seems as if it was just yesterday. So zikrullah is the only thing which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept without restrictions, that makes zikr any time, except in places of filth, in the toilet, etc. But otherwise for zikr there's no need for wuzu, there's no need for ghusl. A person can make zikr under any condition. Whereas in the early days of Islam, to take the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the person had to be in wuzu. Rasul-e Pak, it is mentioned in one hadith that one person made him salam. Assalamu alaikum. Now to give reply to that salam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was not in wuzu at that stage. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam immediately made tayammum on the walls of somebody's house, and after that he gave the reply, wa alaikum assalam. Why? Because assalam was the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So look at Allah ta'ala's ihsan and fazl on us, that due to the rahmat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how easy he made it for us to take his mubarak name. And the enjoyment that is in that name, ask those people who take it with sincerity. And of course, as I repeatedly mentioned, the quantity must be right and the quality must be right. Then you will definitely get that enjoyment. Sometimes the quality is not right, sometimes the quantity is not right. If a person is very thirsty and you give him a teaspoon of water, it's not going to quench his thirst. So sometimes we think that this zikr we made here of 5 minutes is sufficient for the week. And then we say we didn't get enjoyment in our zikr. So it's not going to be sufficient. This is just for a practice. After that we have to find out, take direction and make sufficient amount of zikr to bring that noor into our hearts. In the light of that noor we will see so many things after that.
Lazzate zikr naam-e khuda hai chaman aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht-o-daman. لذتِ ذکرِ نامِ خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. لذتِ ذکرِ نامِ خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن.
The name of Allah تبارک و تعالی, the person who takes that name of Allah تعالی with love, with محبت, then that is the person who is in gardens. And ghaflat ki dunya, when the person is negligent, unconcerned, then it is just like that heap of filth, rubbish dump as we call it, that it builds up into a huge heap and sometimes big mountain. But we know the stench that comes out from that, how filthy and how far it goes. People hold their noses far, far away. So if we want the gardens, then there's zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.
Lazzate zikr naam-e khuda hai chaman aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman. Aapke naam par jisne hijrat kiya pa gaya wo bahare watan. Aapke naam par jisne hijrat kiya pa gaya wo bahare watan. Lazzate zikr naam e khuda hai chaman aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman. اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے, اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے, اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن. اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے, اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن.
Inshallah, over the next 1-2 weeks, I will explain this whole thing. We will just read it today. But basically, it is necessary, it's important, it's essential, it's conditional that you have to give up sins. Without giving up sins, we cannot get anywhere. Accidental sins, plenty of tawbah and istighfar. But hai zaruri gunaho ko bhi chhod de. Asl hijrat nahi, sirf tarke watan. Just leaving a town and going to another place, leaving city and going to another city, leaving country and going to another country, that is not hijrat. The real hijrat is that the person must give up his sins in his life. After that he goes anywhere, inshallah it will be nurun ala nur.
لذتِ ذکرِ نامِ خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا پا گیا پا گیا وہ بہارِ وطن اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن یہ ہے فیضان آہو فغاں دیکھ لو یہ ہے فیضان آہو فغاں دیکھ لو دامن کوہ میں دل ہے کیسا مگن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن بالیقین پائے گا نسبت اولیاء بالیقین پائے گا نسبت اولیاء جس کے دل کو لگی ہے خدا سے لگن بالیقین پائے گا نسبت اولیاء جس کے دل کو لگی ہے خدا سے لگن شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن
If somebody has to ask a person that which city would you like to live in, what would he say? He says, I would like to live in the city where my beloved lives. So he says, that is what we have heard, that whichever is that city in which the person's beloved lives, then that city will be the most beloved to the lover.
شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن
So then he follows it up by saying
پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں پھر مدینے کی لذت پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن
What can I then say about the enjoyment of the city of Medina? I wish that had been my place of residence. I wish that had been my birthplace. I wish that had been my watan. Because my mehboob is there. My beloved is there. So why should that not be the city that most beloved to me?
Pir madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun kaash hota madine mein mera watan پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن
And all of us should make آمین on that Allah Ta'ala must make our dying days in Madina Tayyibah
شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن شہر-محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن کس طرح میں کہوں دل سے اے دوستو کس طرح میں کہوں دل سے اے دوستو زندہ باد اے وطن زندہ باد اے وطن کس طرح میں کہوں دل سے اے دوستو زندہ باد اے وطن زندہ باد اے وطن پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے اے مدینہ فدا تجھ پہ ہو صد وطن ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے اے مدینہ فدا تجھ پہ ہو صد وطن ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے اے فدا اے مدینہ فدا تجھ پہ ہو صد وطن پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن نیک لوگوں میں ہو صاحب درد دل نیک لوگوں میں ہو صاحب درد دل ہے چمن میں کوئی جیسے رش کے چمن نیک لوگوں میں ہو صاحب درد دل ہے چمن میں کوئی جیسے رش کے چمن روز و شب ہے یہ اختر کی آہ و فغاں روز و شب ہے یہ اختر کی آہ و فغاں بخش دے روز محشر مجھے ظلمنن روز و شب ہے یہ اختر کی آہ و فغاں بخش دے روز محشر مجھے ظلمنن پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے اے مدینہ فدا تجھ پہ ہو صد وطن May Allah تبارک و تعالی give us such love and such عشق and such محبت of رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم that we fulfill everything that pleases him, we do everything that pleases him, and we stay away from everything that displeases him. Because to sing praises of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that we love him, and then to do everything that displeases him, that was the sign of the munafiqeen. To keep saying we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, but our namaz, our roza, our yaqeen, our tawakkul, our zuhud, our taqwa, everything deficiency, weak, unconcerned of akhirat, indulging in vices, sins, evils, without any true repentance, then that was the sign of the munafiqeen.
May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us true, sincere, deep-hearted love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana. What can we do when our heart gets transported sometime and cannot control the emotion? So therefore you mustn't worry about the beautiful singing. The voice is not important. We got many qawwals who can sing beautiful. What we need is a heart. After that, see what enjoyment you get in the nutshell. May Allah Ta'ala bless me also and bless you too. مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب اور ہیچ ہیں سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لو میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ
Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Jab saanson mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera.
Can we ever hide our faults from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? There may be no x-ray in the world to say what are the thoughts that are going on in the person's mind. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is aware of everything, even the thoughts which cross the person's mind, Allah ta'ala is aware of. Where are we going to hide our dirty hearts from Allah ta'ala? We can cover up all our faults and our weakness and our sins and our vices and our filth and our evil by wearing white hat and white kurta and white pajamas and keeping a beard and holding a tasbih in our hands, and giving the impression that we are pious, we are righteous, we attend zikr programs, we sit in majlises of deen. It is the fazl of Allah Ta'ala that He hasn't given people those eyes that they see through our hearts. Otherwise our hearts, which are filled with jealousy, envy, malice, greed, pride, anger, evil passions and desires, and what filth, only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows. So we must make a lot of shukr to Allah Ta'ala that He concealed our weaknesses. And also make a lot of dua that Allah Ta'ala give us a purification of these hearts. Because when our hearts will become pure, it will become clean, it will become white, and it will become bright like our white kurtas and white hats, then after that see what noor there will be in that heart, what kind of sukoon we will have, what kind of connection with Allah Ta'ala we will have, what kind of peace and tranquility we will enjoy. So he says, Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. And yet he's a great wali of Allah. But he says, oh Allah, you know how dirty my heart is. It's actually for us, not for him.
Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Gunah mein aaluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. Ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera. Ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera. Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun mein, isi mein ho intiqal mera. Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun mein, usi mein ho intiqal mera.
As I mentioned always, the visas of life are getting cancelled so suddenly. A cousin of mine last night, he phones and tells me that I spoke to a certain person, Asar time, at Macro. I met him there and he was so jovial, so jolly, and he was discussing some wedding that was coming up in the family and so many things. And he says, 1 hour later I heard that he passed away. So this is how visas of life are just getting cancelled. How long are we going to stay in vices, in sins, in evil? How long are we going to remain negligent? How long are we going to walk on this earth of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? using his ni'mats for his displeasure.
Hardam karu main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saanson mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Karam se tere ba'id kya hai jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho.
Ha, the doors of Toba Allah Ta'ala has kept open for us. Nothing to despair of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. No matter how far you may have gone, or I may have gone, but never ever give up hope that there is no such thing as return, that I am a lost soul and I am doomed for hell and destruction. Nothing of that cause. Just a little repentance, a little sincere repentance, and see what Allah Ta'ala does after that.
Karam se tere ba'id kya hai jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Teri madad ho meri ho koshish, teri kashish ho meri talab ho. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho. Rahun mein mashghool zikr o taat, bas ab yahi shughl roz o shab ho. Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans lo mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah,
لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله
کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں اللہ 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 اللہ
لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پانا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف کر، اے میرے پیارے اللہ، اے میرے رحیم اللہ، اے میرے کریم اللہ، اے میرے ستار غفار اللہ، ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف کر. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، فورگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس. او اللہ، یو آر سو کائنڈ، سو کمپیشنیٹ، سو لونگ، سو کیئرنگ. Oh my Allah, if there had been another Allah, He would have destroyed us by now. Oh Allah, we use all your ni'mats for your disobedience, but yet you give us so much to eat and drink, so much to wear, shelter above our heads, modes of transport. Oh my beloved Allah, how compassionate, how forgiving, how kind, how merciful you are. Oh Allah, we acknowledge our sins. We are confessing before you. We are not justifying any of our sins. Oh Allah, we are acknowledging. We know we are the most sinful servants of yours on this earth. Oh my Allah, all the difficulties and hardships that the Ummah is facing around the globe. Oh Allah, we believe that it is because of our sins that everybody is suffering around the world. Ya Allah, forgive us and forgive the entire Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, something that you dearly love is forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. Oh Allah, there is everything in your kingdom. Oh Allah, you possess might, you possess glory, you possess everything, oh my beloved Allah. You are Rahim, you are Kareem, you are Razzaq, you are Khaliq, you are Malik. Oh Allah, something that you dearly love is the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners. Therefore, we are presenting our sins before you, oh my Allah. We know we have mountains of sins. We know we have mountains of sins, oh my Allah. But at the same time, we know that your forgiveness is much, much more than our sins. Ya Allah, if man can blow up huge mountains with a stick of dynamite, oh Allah, what is it difficult for you with the stick of forgiveness to forgive all our sins? Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, we have spent our lifetime in vices, in disobedience, in evil, in so much of haram activities. Oh my Allah, you have witnessed everything. You know everything. Oh Allah, even the thoughts that go on in our minds you are aware of. Where can we hide and conceal our faults from you? Oh my Allah, it is just your kindness. It is just your mercy and the rahmatul lil alameen shan of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you did not make us like the Bani Israel, who on a period of time, whatever sins they committed at night were written on the doors in the morning, and whatever sins they committed in the morning were written on the doors in the evening. Ay Allah, the whole world could see what sins they have committed. Oh my beloved Allah, if that had been our condition, how embarrassing. Oh my Allah, what humiliation and disgrace we would have suffered. Ya Allah, how much of your ihsan upon the ummat of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, therefore we are extending these begging bowls before you. Oh my Allah, these are our begging bowls which we are extending before you. We are not extending them before human beings. Human beings become angry if we have to beg of them. Oh Allah, you become extremely pleased if we beg of you. If we do not beg of you, you become angry. Ya Allah, there is no shortage in your treasures. Your treasures are unlimited, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, even if you have to fulfill the wishes and the needs and the desires of each and every one from the day of Qiyamah, from the day of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's birth until Qiyamah, Ya Allah, there will be no reduction from your treasures, even like the drop from the ocean. Ey mere Allah, tera khazana unlimited hai. Ya Allah, we are seeking from your unlimited treasures. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive the sins of our eyes. Ya Allah, if you had made us blind, we would not have even known the color of this masjid. We would not have known the faces of our brothers and sisters, our children, our fathers and mothers. Ya Allah, it would not have been possible for us to drive on the streets. Ya Allah, that great gift of yours, which is the sight we use for evil and for haram. How much of filthy films we watch with these eyes of ours. How much of filthy magazines we see with these eyes of ours. How much of filthy pictures we watch with the same eyes of ours. Oh Allah, if you had an angel that gave us one tight punch on our eyes the moment we saw evil, Ya Allah, all of us would have become your sincere servants. But oh Allah, how kind you are. How merciful you are. Ya Allah, whatever sins we have already committed, forgive us. Ya Allah, the sins of our eyes, forgive them. The sins of our ears, forgive them. The sins of our tongues, forgive them. Do not seize us because of our sins. Do not call us to account because of our sins. Do not punish us because of our sins. Ya Allah, if you order the earth to shake and swallow up the whole city, there is no power in the world that can prevent that from happening. Ya Allah, so many places it has already happened. Oh my beloved Allah, we know that we are deserving of the worst of all punishments. But oh Allah, at the same time we know that you do not love to punish. You do not love to punish. You dearly love forgiveness. Oh my Allah, therefore forgive us. Forgive our parents, our brothers and sisters, our wives and children. Forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, bless us with happiness in this world. Happiness in the qabr. Happiness in the akhirah. Oh Allah, bless each and every one of us with long life, so that we may accumulate the maximum amount of good deeds before we leave this world. Oh Allah, give us a life of honesty, of truthfulness, of piety, of taqwa, of zuhd, of qanaat, of sabr, of shukr, of marifat, of yaqeen. Ay mere Allah, give us such a bond with you. Ya Allah, give us such a bond with you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Ya Allah, there's no enjoyment the moment we are distanced from you. Our food does not taste enjoyable. Our homes do not become comfortable. Our businesses do not give us any kind of happiness. Our wealth does not bring us any kind of peace. Oh Allah, if you are distanced from us, then nothing will give us happiness and peace. Ya Allah, become ours and make us yours. Ya Allah, make us yours and become ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri, jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. Oh my beloved Allah, become ours. We know that our hearts are filthy and dirty, but oh Allah, where else can we take them? Who else there is that can purify our hearts? Ya Allah, therefore we have attended here these majlises and these gatherings of Tawbah, so that we may get purification of our hearts. Oh Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Ya Allah, we do not know when our time of death will arrive. We do not know when the angel of death is going to extract this soul from our bodies. Ya Allah, we do not know when our visa of life is going to be cancelled. Ya Allah, do not let us leave this world with a dirty, filthy heart. Oh, my beloved Allah, our life which is gone is gone. There is no way that we can bring back even a single second from that life. Oh Allah, as we speak and as we make dua, the present is gone into the past. And the future is totally unknown. Oh, my beloved Allah, jo zindagi guzar gayi, wo to guzar gayi. But whatever life is left, give us the tawfiq to be on sirat-e-mustaqeem. Ya Allah, give us your marifat and your yaqeen. Oh Allah, bless us all with long life and good health. Ya Allah, bless us with spiritual health and physical health. Ey mere pyare Allah, kitne humare bhai behen bimar hai, kitne hospital ke andar pade hue hai. Allah, dunya bhar ke andar, all over the world, so many of our brothers and sisters, oh Allah, they are sick and ailing. Ya Allah, so many of them are trying every kind of medication, but nothing is helping. Oh my beloved Allah, we are seeking from you shifa for everyone that is sick and ailing. Ya Allah, bless them with complete shifa from all ailments and sicknesses and diseases. Oh Allah, we know that sometimes these sicknesses and diseases and illness can be a rahmat and a blessing.
But oh my beloved Allah, we are extremely weak. Oh Allah, change the rahmat of illness and sickness to the rahmat of good health. Ya Allah, we cannot bear the rahmat of sickness. Oh my Allah, we are not like the Sahaba-e-Kiram and the Awliya-e-Kiram. Ay Allah, hum toh bohut kamzor hai. Ay Allah, humari azmaish mat farma. Do not test us, oh my Allah. We are extremely weak servants, oh my Allah. Do not test us in our homes. Do not test us in our businesses. Do not test us in our lives, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all kinds of fitnas. Ya Allah, give us complete cure from all ailments. Cures from all our spiritual ailments. Cures from all our spiritual ailments. Oh Allah, cures from pride. Ya Allah, cures from envy and jealousy. Oh Allah, cures from malice and greed. Oh Allah, cures from evil passions and desires. Oh my Allah, light up our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Light up our hearts with the noor of iman. Light up our hearts with the noor of Islam. Light up our hearts with the noor of yaqeen. Light up our hearts with the noor of tilawat and zikr. Ey mere pyare Allah, give us the tawfiq to make ibadat. Ya Allah, give us a life of happiness in this world. A life of tranquility, peace and joy and satisfaction. And a life of happiness in the akhirah. Ya Allah, make our homes even in this world jannat. Ay mere pyare khuda, at present homes have become hellfire on earth. Ya Allah, the divisions and the disunity and the fights and the frictions and the quarrels and the disunity has made homes hellfire on earth. Ay mere pyare Allah, humari zindagiyo ke andar inqilab paida kar de. Give us the himmat to throw out of our homes the filth that has entered our homes. Ya Allah, the television and the movies and the filth that we watch, oh Allah, it can never bring peace and happiness in our lives. Ya Allah, it is bringing your azab into our lives. Our happiness has departed. Ya Allah, our peace and tranquility has departed. Ay Allah, hame zindagi ke andar sukoon ata farma. Make us like lions against nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan have let so many people down the gutters. Ay Allah, it brings humiliation and disgrace upon the lives of so many people. Oh my Allah, we have made friends of those who have declared themselves as our enemies. The shaitan and nafs have declared themselves our enemies and we are making them friends. Ay Allah, humari zindagi mein inqilab paida farma. Take us on the road that leads to Madina Sharif. Take us on the road that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Take us on the road that leads to you, oh my beloved Allah. Take us on the road that leads to Jannat. Distance us from the fire of hell. Distance us from your azab. Distance us from your azab. Distance us from your displeasure. Ey mere pyare khuda. Ey mere rahim kareem Allah. Bless each and every one of us with prosperity. Oh Allah, all those who have gathered here, they have got so many desires in their hearts. Whichever desire is in conformity with Sharia and with Deen, fulfill those desires, oh my Allah. Bless us with prosperity. Bless us with happiness. Bless us with contentment. Bless us with satisfaction. Oh Allah, those who are in financial difficulties and problems, oh my Allah, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Open the doors of risk for them. Ya Allah, open the doors of risk and halal for them. There is no shortage in your treasures of halal. Oh Allah, why should we turn towards haram when there is no need for us to do so? Why should we not seek from you, oh my Allah? Oh my Allah, you provided for us in our mother's stomachs. You provided for us after birth. Ya Allah, you provided for us up till now. Why should we not turn towards you? When you provide for the creatures, you provide for the insects, you provide for the animals in the jungles, you provide for the fish in the sea. Hey, very Allah, why should we go towards haram? Save us from giving interest and taking interest. Ya Allah, protect us from giving interest and taking interest. Oh, my beloved Allah, we want rahmat and we want barakat. We want rahmat and we want barakat. But oh Allah, our carpets are on interest. Our shoes are on interest. Our clothes on interest. Our homes on interest. Our cars on interest. Hey, mere pyare Allah, when we live under the curse of interest all the time, how can we expect peace and happiness in our lives? Give us the himmat tonight, oh my Allah, to make the sincere intention to get out of all haram. Ya Allah, give us the himmat to dispose of our surplus properties and possessions and pay off all bank interest and come out of the clutches of the banks. Oh my beloved Allah, it is bringing destruction upon our lives. Hey, very Allah, protect us from zina. Protect us from speaking lies. Protect us from fraud. Oh, my Allah,
My Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was stoned in Taif until his shoes were filled with his Mubarak blood. Hi, Mere Allah, the angels must have cried, Ya Allah, seeing my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bleeding for the sake of the Ummah. He was stoned in Uhud, he falls down unconscious. Ya Allah, so many other occasions he was stoned. Ya Allah, rope was put around his neck and he was dragged. Ya Allah, he was punched in the Haram Sharif. Ya Allah, Rasul Pak, some thorns were placed in his path. So many days he starved. Oh Allah, this whole night he stands in prayer, he cries and he cries, until his place of sajda becomes wet with his tears. His garments become wet with his tears. Ya Allah, we have shown no appreciation for the tears and the blood of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even in Madina Tayyibah and Makkah Mukarramah today, just a few meters from the Haram, oh my Allah, filthy movies can be watched on the television. Ay Allah, music can be heard in every gully and in every alley. Ay Allah, my Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, how much of injury and pain we are causing to him. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, if he has to catch our garments and ask us, that when my deen was leaving your homes, when my deen was leaving your lives, when my deen was leaving your bazaars and marketplaces, when you were in the cinemas and in the theatres, in the gambling dens and in the casinos, and on the stages of the world dancing and singing, that time where was your concern? Oh Allah, if he has to ask, then what appreciation did you show for my sacrifices? What reply are we going to give? Ya Allah, but he is Rahmatul Lil Alameen, and you are Ghafoorul Rahim. You are Kareem and he is Kareem. And Ya Allah, we sinful ones are between the two Kareems. Ya Allah, how can we not have hope in your forgiveness? Ya Allah, tonight we are making sincere tawbah. Give us the himmat and the courage to come out of our sins. Take us out of the slavery of nafs and shaitan and make us your slaves, O my Allah. Give us the enjoyment that you give to your awliya-e siddiqeen. Give us the enjoyment in our hearts that you give to your sincere and sincere servants. Ya Allah, give us an enjoyment in our ibadat, in our zikr, in our tilawat. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Ya Allah, sins take a person nowhere. It brings no satisfaction in a person's life. Give us the realization, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, ek din is dunya ko chod kar jana hai. So many of our brothers and sisters have departed from this world. And so many of them have departed suddenly, O my beloved Allah. No warning signs of any kind and they departed from this world. O my beloved Allah, those who have parted from us, forgive them. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. The zikr and the Yasin Sharif Khatam which we read. O Allah, give the sawab to all our marhum brothers and sisters, our parents, and the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, there is no limit to your treasures. Ya Allah, forgive them. Give them Jannatul Firdaus. And give sabr-e jameel and ajr-e azim to those that they have left behind. And O Allah, when the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death find us in a casino. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco. Don't let the angel of death find us glued to some filthy television program. Don't let the angel of death find us, O Allah, popping drugs into our mouths. Don't let the angel of death find us in some hotel room committing adultery or fornication. Don't let the angel of death find us in any haram place, O Allah. People are dying in the cinemas. People are dying in the casinos. People are dying in prostitute quarters. People are dying in discos. People are dying in filthy, filthy places. Oh my Allah, don't bring about any kind of humiliation and disgrace and shame upon us in this world, in the qabr and in the akhirah. Oh Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, people will rise just as they died. Oh Allah, what kind of a rising that will be if the person died in zina, if the person died in a disco, if the person died in a cinema, if the person died watching filth. Ay, mere Allah, hamari hifazat farma. Hamari hifazat farma. Ya Allah, all the duas of goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made for us, bless us with all that goodness. Bless our parents, our children, our wives, and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the fitnas and corruption and mischief that you ask for protection, O Allah, protect each and every one of us. Ay Allah, all the works of deen which are taking place, accept them. bless all workers of deen with ikhlas. Ay Allah, sare alam ko tu hidayat naseeb farma. Cause the winds of Islam and Iman to blow throughout the continent. Ay Allah, Palestine ke mujahideen aur musalmanon ki madad farma. Masjid-e-Aqsa ki hifazat farma. Zalim Yahudi ke qabze se usko najat ata farma. Ay Allah, kab tak? Oh Allah, how long are the Muslim countries going to watch the devastation and destruction of life and property? Allah, how long are they going to sit and watch and watch and watch? Allah, tu unko hidayat naseeb farma to come to the assistance of those that are suffering. Allah, Masjid-e-Aqsa ke liye qurbani pesh karne ki taufeeq ata farma. Haramain Sharifain ki hifazat farma. Kashmir ki mujahideen ki madad farma. Allah, Afghanistan ki madad farma. Allah, Chechnya ki madad farma. Bosnia ki madad farma. Africa mein madad farma. Allah, remove the clouds of darkness that are hanging above our heads. Ya Allah, we are becoming prisoners in everything. Remove the clouds of darkness above our heads. Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the du'as that he made, and especially in Hajjatul Wida, where a pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam Hajr-e-Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha. Hai mere Allah, mere pyare Nabi ne Rukn-e-Yamani ko chum kar jo manga tha. Maqam-e-Ibrahim ke piche namazen pad kar jo manga tha. Allah, Ghilaf-e-Kaaba se lipat kar jo manga tha. Multazam se chibat kar jo manga tha. Hatib ke andar namazen pad kar jo manga tha. And especially at the Multazam, oh my Allah, how much tears my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam shed for the Ummat. Ya Allah, all the du'as that he made for us at the Multazam, the du'as that he made on Safa and Marwa, the du'as that he made in Mina, the du'as that he made from Zohar till Maghrib in Arafah, and at all other times in that Mubarak Hajj, oh Allah, bless us with all that goodness. And oh Allah, protect us from all those fitnas and corruption that he asked for protection. Accept our du'as with the wasila of Rasul Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, hum na qabile qubool hai, phir bhi qubool farma. Ay Allah, hum na qabile qubool hai, phir bhi qubool farma. Hum jaise bhi hai, tere hai. Tujhe chhod kar jaye kaha. Where are we going to go? Oh Allah, if you turn away your glance of rahmat from us, who is there for us besides you? Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ala sayyidina Muhammad wa alayhi wa sallim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.